The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case that could dramatically alter the way police in many states deal with domestic disputes. At issue is whether people who secure restraining orders against a violent or abusive relative or acquaintance may sue the police for failure to enforce those orders. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
For Jessica Gonzalez, the evening of June 22, 1999, started out as worrisome. In a call to police, she explained that she had a restraining order against her husband, barring him from the family home. He was allowed to see the children by prearrangement, but now, without any notice, the children were gone.
Tonight, there was no sign of him around or anything, and the girls are gone, and I'm not knowing whether to, go start searching town for them.
Less than 9 hours later, there was tragedy.
I got an update. Possibly three dead children inside of the vehicle.
What happened in between, whether police could have prevented the murder of 7-year-old Leslie, 8-year-old Catherine, and 10-year-old Rebecca, is a matter yet to be resolved. But Jessica Gonzalez, the girl's mother, is suing the Castle Rock, Colorado Police Department for $30 million, claiming that if police had enforced the restraining order she'd secured from the courts against her husband, the girls might well be alive today. The police department, for its part, says its officers did try to find the girls, that nothing could have been done under the circumstances to save them, but that regardless, the Constitution does not allow a lawsuit for damages against police over harm caused by a private citizen. The case has galvanized domestic violence organizations, put fear over potential liability in the hearts of municipalities all over the country, and divided the law enforcement community, with police organizations taking positions on both sides. At the center of the case is the restraining order that Mrs. Gonzalez secured against her estranged husband, Simon, as she was seeking to divorce him. She obtained the order because of her husband's strange and frightening behavior, including an attempted suicide in front of the children.
He would stalk us and hide in the garage or in the bedrooms, and he changed the front locks on the front door, and we couldn't get in the house. He had had about 7 contacts with Castle Rock police in 6 short months.
Colorado is one of about 20 states that's beefed up its restraining orders to give police less discretion. And the court order stated that if her husband came within 100 yards of the family home or violated any other terms of the order at any time, police, quote, shall arrest him. So when the Gonzalez children couldn't be located early on that June evening, Mrs. Gonzalez immediately turned to the police. 2 policemen, a sergeant and a patrol officer, came to the house. She showed them the restraining order and told them she believed her husband had taken the children. But Castle Rock Police Chief Tony Lane notes that the father was allowed to take the children for a dinner visit 1 day a week.
She was not by any means insisting that he'd violated a restraining order. She just wanted to know where the girls were.
The police told her to wait a couple of hours and call back if her husband had not brought the children home. Chief Lane says that the 2 officers divided up the places, like restaurants, where Mr. Gonzalez might be with the kids and began checking them. At 8:30, a little less than an hour later, though, Jessica, after repeated tries, got her husband on his cell phone. He told her he was at the Six Flags amusement park with the girls.
I was really upset, and I told him, look, you're in violation of the restraining order. The police are looking for you. The children have school tomorrow, and you need to get them home right now.
Simon said he would bring the kids home, but his wife didn't believe him, and she called the police department.
And I said, look, I really would like it if you could go look for him. There's one way into Six Flags and one way out. You have a description of the truck. There's always a security guard. Could you please try to locate him or call Denver police?
But the police said that Six Flags was out of their jurisdiction and told Gonzalez to call back in a couple of hours if the children were not home.
And our officers at that point figured they're in the custody of their father, and we quit looking for them.
At 10 o'clock, though, Jessica, now thoroughly alarmed, was back on the phone. The children were still not home. Again, the police told her to call back in a couple of hours. At midnight, she called again, telling police that she was at her husband's apartment and could find no evidence that anyone was home. Finally, she went to the police station. The officer on duty asked her if she thought Simon would harm the children, and she concedes that she told him she did not think so. She filed a report and went home to wait. The police, by this time, were once again looking for Simon Gonzalez, advising all patrol cars to keep an eye out for him. In the end, though, he came to them. Shortly after 3 a.m., he pulled up in front of the police station in his truck, took out a gun, and started firing at officers inside. Within moments, police cars surrounded Gonzalez. He refused commands to drop his gun and was shot dead. Only then did police find the bloody bodies of the three little girls inside the truck. According to Chief Lane, it was later determined that the children had been shot an hour or two earlier. The police chief says he is terribly sorry about the deaths of the children.
But I am not sorry for the actions of those officers that night. Simon Gonzalez killed those girls, and nothing that the department did or could have done would have prevented that.
The police chief says the department had no idea that Gonzalez might harm the children.
We cannot predict the future. We cannot predict human behavior.
The whole position of the Castle Rock Police Department that they had no reason to believe that the kids were in danger really is a red herring.
Lawyer Brian Reichel represents Jessica Gonzalez. He says that Colorado had toughened its laws on enforcement of restraining orders precisely because the legislature did not want the police to have discretion. And Jessica Gonzalez was able to secure the restraining order only after proving to a judge that her husband was dangerous.
It's not the police officer's job to second-guess the court's findings in that regard. The police are responsible for enforcing the order.
A closely divided federal appeals court in Colorado agreed with Mrs. Gonzalez that in securing the restraining order, she had secured a promise from the state for its enforcement. If the police did in fact fail to enforce the court order, the lower court said, the department was liable for damages. At the very least, said the appeals court, if police deny that protection, they must say so clearly and give an explanation. In this case, say Mrs. Gonzalez's lawyers, the police effort at enforcement was little more than a sham, a brush-off. And, says lawyer Reichel, Mrs. Gonzalez had a vested interest in knowing what the true police judgment was and the reasons for it.
And that would have at least given Jessica the ability to go out and do something herself rather than being told, sit and wait and call us back in a couple hours.
Now the Supreme Court must determine whether suits like this can go forward. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.